Chapter 5. Kindergarten Mediums. My 6-year-old daughter Ariel came home from school one day upset because her peers weren't able to see the apparition of a man who stood in the hall in front of her classroom at school. She described him to them, and her classmates laughed at her. When she turned around, he was gone. I found out later that Ariel's friend Aaron had leaned over and whispered, "I can see him too, Ariel." I am so tickled that Ariel has a friend her age with the same gift, so she doesn't feel so alienated. Ariel and Aaron talk to each other about their abilities and about what I do. They know that not everyone can see the things they do, and that that's okay. They like having their special powers. I want to share some exercises I use with my girls to help prevent them from shutting down as they get older. I've noticed that once little psychics realize their peers think they're weird or different, they tend to ignore or block their ability to communicate with the other side. The last thing school-aged children want is to stand out and be teased by others. When my girls are grown, they can decide for themselves whether they want to maintain a relationship with the other side. Until then, I will try to keep my kids open to the possibilities that surround them. When I shut down as a child, it was because of confusion about what I was seeing and hearing, as well as my mom's ambivalence that made me afraid to disappoint her. I hope that this chapter might help parents find out whether a child has a psychic gift, as well as suggest what to do once they are certain that the child does. Say your child comes to you and says, "Mommy, I see a woman over there." You look over and see nothing. What do you